You are listening to the voice of the Frontline Protector here at the Private Officer Beat Radio. Every week, you'll hear breaking news, topics of training, information for the industry of security, public safety, and law enforcement. So strap in, hang on, we're about to speed off in this episode of the Private Officer Beat Radio. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to this edition of the Private Officer Beat Radio. I'm your host, Rick McCann. This is broadcasting live right now. And, of course, always on demand on the iHeartRadio Network, Amazon Network, and any place where you can get your music or podcast downloaded on demand anytime. Right now, we are looking at 4 days. 4 days left for that Christmas holiday. And I know that some of you are frantic because you still have not begun your Christmas holiday shopping. I don't want to say I'm one of those. I'm not going to go there, but I'm still kind of, I've got a couple of things left to buy, but I did pretty well early on where I didn't have to scurry about, and hopefully you won't have to either. But if you should still need some gifts for folks who are in the private security, public safety, law enforcement industry, I've got some great news for you. Go to our website at privateofficer.org, and you can get lifetime memberships right now, which include almost 50 different benefits, and listen to this, a free online course, absolutely free, and all of this just for $99. You can give these as presents to your coworkers, to others who work in security or retail, loss prevention, public safety, or maybe they don't work in any of that at all, but they're interested in entrepreneurship, business, starting a company, or some of the other areas that Armor College offers, more than 400 courses. Go, go, go now to privateofficer.org and sign them up for a membership, and we'll get it to them before Christmas Day. And if you want to offer them maybe some presents of training, you can go to our website at Armour, A-R-M-O-U-R, college.org. And we've got a very unique special. We only offer it once a year, and it's around the holidays. Three courses for just $199. These are 10-week introductory courses, multiple. There's over 50 different topics. Armour, A-R-M-O-U-R, college.org. Don't miss this opportunity. Three courses for $199. You can give out three presents right there, or you can keep one or two of them and give out another one to a coworker or an employee like a friend of mine just did this week. I'll tell you what, this is an opportunity of a lifetime, and you're not going to want to miss it. We have a lot of things happening in the news, a lot of things that we're going to be talking about today. Of course, I just gave you really some big, big information and ways to give out some presents that cost very, very little. But coming up, we got a lot of stuff to talk about in the news. We also want to talk about the heroics of some security officers at a Las Vegas casino. And we want to talk about some brand new opportunities for you and some great things that we're doing here at Private Officer International for 2022. I'm telling you, we really have a lot going on here at Private Officer International and Armor College for 2022, and you're not going to want to miss them. I want to sincerely thank each and every one of you who has listened to our radio shows this year and in previous years, 592 episodes, 592 episodes. TV shows normally have about 15 episodes per season. So, 592 episodes. We have had dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of seasons if we were to look at it collectively as a TV broadcast. So thank you everyone for who has listened, who has stayed with us faithfully. Please pass the information along to your friends and coworkers. We offer a lot of information and news here on the radio program every week. And it's not just one radio program. We have the Private Officer Beat Radio. We have from the legal side where we talk about legal issues pertaining to private security. And like we just did the episode yesterday of the LP Zone, the Loss Prevention Zone, where everything's about loss prevention, organized retail crime, retail fraud. And we had a great episode yesterday talking about the violence and the takeover robberies and thefts occurring across the country. And we shared with them five different methods to help them to prevent this from happening in their store, to prevent employees and customers from being injured, and to prepare plans and protocols. As with everything, you got to have this roadmap that's going to help you to direct your people to safety, that's going to help to inform your employees as to what to do if this happens, what to do in that scenario, what happens, where do we go if we have, you know, active shooter. You got to be planned. You got to be not only planned, but prepared. You got to communicate and you got to practice. So we shared some of that information on yesterday's episode of the LP Zone. If you missed it, it would be, I think, very beneficial for everyone, even if you're not in retail security, to listen to that episode. But we have three different programs that we produce, and it's not just something where we sit down ho-hum in front of a microphone and do a podcast. Someone asked me about 2 weeks ago, hey, what's the difference between these podcasts that everyone's doing and your radio show? Well, first of all, a podcast is pre-recorded. It's something that you can do with very simple means. You can do it on a tape recorder, even on your iPhone. You can do it on a program called Audacity, which is really nothing more than a tape recorder that is online. And a podcast is really just a pre-recorded, on-demand episode about any subject, and that's it. A radio show is done live and then made available for podcast or for on-demand platforms such as Amazon Music and all of these other Apple Music and other locations, which all of our programs are available on multiple platforms. But we also have commercial supporters, vendors who support us. We also have we take breaks, and we have PSAs, public service announcements. We have news segments and information, and that makes it a real, true radio show. So don't confuse the Private Officer Beat Radio from the legal side the LP Zone or anything else that we do with a podcast, because we're definitely not a podcast. In fact, our studio is set up just like any other studio. And after the first of the year, it's going to be even bigger and better, because we have started a brand new media corporation. We'll be discussing that when we come back from this first break. You're listening to the Private Officer Beat Radio. And remember, Body Armor USA, we've got what it takes to protect you. It doesn't matter if you're looking for protective clothing, the best body armor around, stab-resistant vest, Body Armor USA. What? You never heard of them? Hey, you must not be listening to our program, because Body Armor USA, they are one of our sponsors, and they've been around for a long, long time. Body Armor USA, they really are one of the best. Our friends over there can hook you up with whatever type of body armor that you are looking for. Check them out, like I say, online. See what they have to offer. And if you have any questions, they can definitely answer them for you. Contact Body Armor USA at area code 516-817-1666. Again, that's area code 516-817-1666. You're listening to the Private Officer B Radio, coming right back after these messages.
Thoughts of suicide may feel impossible to overcome, but with help and support, you can find hope and meaning. Call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK to speak to a counselor, or visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org. It's free, it's confidential, it's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And even if it feels like it, you're not alone.
Each day, those that protect and serve us in law enforcement put their lives on the line. These law enforcement officers often work long and irregular hours in tough and dangerous conditions, run a high risk of being attacked, wounded, or even killed by the very criminals that prey on us. Every year, hundreds of law enforcement officers are killed or seriously injured in the line of duty. Blue Alert is a system that provides the means to speed the apprehension of violent criminals who kill or seriously injure local, state, or federal law enforcement officers. Find out how you can truly help those who help. That's BlueAlert.us.
Think about everything that you save. You save gas, you save money, you save time. But have you ever thought about saving life? That's right, life. In just 1 hour, you could save up to 3 lives, giving 3 people more time with the ones they love. And isn't that the best thing to save? The need for blood is as universal as it is constant. Save life, give blood.
Swift action to prevent a more violent situation. And high praise coming from the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department. This after a shooting on Thursday afternoon at the Santa Fe Station Casino. Now, I got to tell you, I have looked at video. I have looked at news reports. I have looked at law enforcement statements on multiple news reporting agencies. And I'm in awe. I have to say that the security team at the Santa Fe Station Casino did a heck of a job at stopping a shooter. A security officer was shot. Metro police quickly swarmed the casino hotel resort complex. Officers quickly got inside, expecting an active shooter situation. But what they found was that casino security had already corralled the shooter, taken him down, detained him in handcuffs, and that was it. Case over. Police say that in this instance, what would have been a very opportune time for this violent suspect to really shoot a lot of people was quickly stopped by security. They had him in custody. Yes, one security officer was shot. According to Metro Police Las Vegas, some type of incident occurred. Security responded and got into a verbal altercation with the suspect, who quickly began shooting at the security officer. And yes, they are armed, and he was shot. Now, hospitality security expert Adam Cochran also said, according to one of the news reports, that it was the quick action of the security team that really proved to be huge, because this quickly could have been an active shooter situation. More security officers could have been injured. He said that while many security teams in Las Vegas at casinos are unarmed and they would have had to back off, this particular security team at this particular casino has advanced training that they continue their professional development training for active shooter response, workplace violence, securing property, loss prevention, responding to emergencies. And because of this advanced type of training, they were ready and they responded quickly and appropriately and stopped anything further from happening. Now, this particular casino hotel resort is not one of those locations where they just want security to observe and report. In fact, it wasn't too long ago that security here was involved in another shooting on the same property. It seems to me, by all accounts, that this security team is very proactive. And in fact, that's what Metro Las Vegas Police Lieutenant William Machaco said. This is a proactive security team, and it had not been that way. Had it not been that way, we would have been looking at many other casualties. Across the board, kudos to them. We hope for a speedy recovery of the security officer that was shot, his name not being released. The Fifth Circuit Court in Texas has now said that a police officer and a security officer that was involved in an in-custody death of a suspect must stand trial. Even the police officer must stand trial civil court because they were involved in his death. The police officer who is named in the lawsuit was crisis intervention techniques certified. There were others on the scene who were certified, but unfortunately, the Fifth Circuit Court believes that they used too much force, and therefore, the court has said that his qualified immunity won't apply in this case. The security company and the security officer's name has not been made known, but I have seen other cases like this where security has used force during a detention, and some of those companies have paid out not a few thousand, but a few million dollars. And most of the time, it's all settled out of court. Seattle, Washington police responding quickly and rounding up 35 people involved in an organized retail theft operation in downtown Seattle. The police chief there says, we were able to get officers into the area quickly. We rounded up 35 people that had stolen tens of thousands of dollars worth of cutlery, kitchen sets, detergent, large quantities of liquors from stores. And he said that their organized retail team will be out there regularly to battle this increasing crime. Singer Rod Stewart, you know him, and his son Sean has pled guilty to battery on a security officer in Palm Beach, that's in Florida. Authorities there arrested him after a security officer said that he was assaulted. This goes back to earlier this year. An off-duty New York police officer was shot during a robbery and shot and killed the suspect. The officer was off-duty. He was at a local nightclub. When he exited, a robbery team tried to rob him. Shots were fired. The officer was able to kill the man. 9 bullets were discharged among the officers. We are seeing attacks on police and security on duty and off duty. I am very pro carrying firearm on duty and off duty at any time to protect ourselves. And, you know, more and more these days, you just have to. A man is suing the Dollar General store after being detained. The attorneys for the resident, Michael King, says the Dollar Store detained him for the theft of $46 of household items in Albany, Georgia. It left the man on life support. He was injured after being held down for at least 9 minutes with several people on top of him. He was on a ventilator. He had collapsed lungs. Of course, he blames not himself for being a thief, but he blames the store employees for assaulting him and using excessive force. We're going to follow this case. We're seeing more and more of it. In Victorville, California, at a Circle K, well, this is kind of a similar situation. A store clerk arrested for murder of a 25-year-old after he stabbed the man to death who was involved in some type of theft. Now, the store employee facing murder charges. We see this regularly. This is not an occasional. This is not just once in a while. No, we actually see this regularly. I'd say at least a half a dozen times a year that we're aware of, where the store clerks trying to stop a shoplifting or a theft or something of that nature, or trying to get a trespasser off the property, uses unreasonable force, deadly force, and in a situation that doesn't call for it, and then they themselves get charged. A shoplifter in San Francisco, listen to this now, has been arrested more than 120 times for shoplifting, but continues to be released from jail without a bond. Authorities says Aziza Grace, 41, has been arrested for 121 times, every time released without bail. Retail, shopkeepers, security, and even law enforcement now asking that the court take these things into consideration. The prosecutor himself saying that they are asking that bail be set for this person, and we'll see what happens. In Chicago, Illinois, security there was tased last week by two females who came in and began shoplifting on the Magnificent Mile. Police say that the security officer was injured and was treated on scene. Police have made one arrest. Here's a very interesting case. I'll tell you this. I teach workplace safety. I teach OSHA. I often talk about state and federal laws and how they are differently applied. A Utah firefighter has just filed a lawsuit against the city of Ogden because he was fired for using marijuana even though he had a medical cannabis card that allowed him to use it for medical reasons. He says that he notified his supervisor in late August that he had been issued a medical cannabis card for back pain. But the city of Ogden, Utah, and their attorney says, too bad. This is still against federal law. We're a state organization. We're a city fire department, but we have to, we're under state and federal law. We have to abide by it. He's seeking to be reinstated, Levi Coleman is, and also he wants some money. He wants to be compensated. Unfortunately, San Juan, Puerto Rico has reported three more security officers have died of the coronavirus. The government officials released very little data on their citizens, but did release information from San Juan, Puerto Rico this past week. I am certain that many others have died also of the coronavirus, across Puerto Rico. It just isn't really known. Police in Alabama say that a deputy sheriff had his ear literally bitten off. It cannot be sewn back on. They are fixing part of it, but a big chunk of it will remain missing. They will probably have to perform plastic surgery, I would imagine. A security officer in California was killed during a marijuana dispensary robbery this past week. 33-year-old security officer Dominique Weir was on duty at a cannabis dispensary during a robbery. They shot and killed him. No word as to whether or not he was armed or unarmed. Doesn't really matter. He is deceased. A GoFundMe page has been set up by the family. 82 security officers now murdered in 2021. We still have a week and a half left. New Year's Eve, really, we see a lot of violence affecting security and even homicides of security officers. So that number could increase, but this is outrageous. Again, we hear very little at all in the media or in the security industry about these just ridiculous high numbers. A security officer confronted shoplifters. They pulled a knife and attempted to injure him in Niagara Falls. He escaped. Police did catch the suspect, Anthony Pembleton, 21, charged with robbery, resisting arrest, and having a dangerous weapon. Detroit schools are now once again debating the use of armed officers. They have had replaced their SROs about a year and a half ago, and they brought in unarmed security. But now, because of the dozens of threats of violence and the dozens of incidents of violence that occur weekly and sometimes even daily across their school system, they again are looking at bringing in armed security or law enforcement because of it. In Antioch, which is Nashville, Tennessee, a 31-year-old man has been charged with shooting a Kroger, which is a retail grocery store, security officer. He's been on the run since June the 15th. He is now in custody. He's charged with multiple felony charges. Police are reporting that two men in Birmingham, Alabama, are in custody after shooting a security officer there involving a nightclub fracas. a disturbance. The security officer is on the mend. Another security officer was shot during a robbery of a Raleigh, North Carolina sweepstakes parlor this week. Raleigh police said they're looking for four men who entered the sweepstakes parlor, which is a gaming room, electronic gaming room. They shot the security officer during the robbery, unknown if he was armed or not. Again, it doesn't really matter. He was shot. The state has made it illegal to have such gaming rooms, but many, many of these still are open here in the state of North Carolina. In Ohio, many school systems are dealing with a lack of school security. Cleveland, Ohio, now putting the word out that they are hiring. However, there's such a shortage of security that many schools have little to no security, and they have an increase of violence. Coming out of Chicago, an armed private security company now will take over patrolling a section of the city known as Bucktown. The Bucktown Neighbors Association thanks the Chicago police for what they're doing with what they have, but they've decided to hire their own armed mobile and foot patrols to crack down on the increased carjackings, robberies, and other crimes in their neighborhood. We've discussed this over the last year. More and more and more communities are doing this. According to the news release, these security officers will be proactive, working with the precinct, the Chicago Police Precinct, in their neighborhood. We're going to be contacting them because I want to know more about what their duties will be and how well they are communicating with Chicago police. Listen to this. This is kind of weird. A van who showed up at a casino in Murphy, North Carolina, that's in the mountains, at a casino now in North Carolina, to pick up somebody who was involved in a little incident. Well, the driver didn't get to go home because in the van, 900 pounds of marijuana. No, not just a little bit for personal use. No, no, no. Murphy is about 225 miles northwest of Charlotte in the mountains. Police have charged Brandon Thomas Jones, 27, with assault on a female from an incident, possession of meth, possession of paraphernalia, and possession of 900 pounds of marijuana. Daniel Jerry Wiggins, 28, who was the driver, also being charged with trafficking a controlled substance. How unlucky for that joker. My goodness, 900 pounds. Dorchester, South Carolina, a Homeland Security federal agent is under arrest. Carmelo Manuel Vieira was tased after he pointed a gun at a patron and a security officer, and when police arrived, he resisted them. He had to be tased by police. He tried to get away. He tried to flee. Eventually, police found out that he really was a federal agent attached to Homeland Security. They contacted his supervisor. The judge in this situation released him on a $60,000 cash bond. You know what? I guess the judge just wasn't too happy with a federal agent getting involved in a fight and then fighting police when he's being arrested and having to be tased. One final note, Dayton, Ohio. A Dayton, Ohio public safety officer at the University of Dayton, these are law enforcement officers, not security, passed away this past week from COVID-19. Public safety officer Anthony, known as Tony Claude, died of the illness. Officials say the community, the university community, is very, very sad, and they wish the grieving family blessings, we also pass prayers along as well. Remember, you can read our daily news at privateofficerbreakingnews.blogspot.com every single day. And go to our website at privateofficer.org. Sign up for breaking news alerts, officer down reports, and upcoming training events, which we're going to be telling you when I come back from this break about some of those events that are happening. You're listening to the Private Officer Beat Radio.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes that glow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store, but the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben.
From coast to coast, cops are cracking down on seatbelt violations. Buckle up day and night or expect a ticket. It doesn't matter who you are or where you live, they'll be on the lookout. Cops write tickets to save lives. Click it for ticket.
Yep. Oh, no pigtails anymore.
Check, please.
David, you okay to drive?
Yeah, I only had a couple drinks. I'm fine.
Come on.
A few drinks can make you a killer.
Without this woman, my father couldn't have had his hip replaced.
Without these people, I'd be dead.
This man helped my son through leukemia.
Do something amazing. Give blood.
The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. And the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you'd love me so, let it snow and snow.
Welcome back, everyone, to this edition of the Private Officer Beat Radio. I'm your host, Rick McCann. We've been talking now for a couple of weeks about a brand new company that we have, Blue Ram Media. And I'm really excited about this. One of the, I think, coolest things I've ever been part of in my life. I've owned numerous businesses for more than 30 years, but I have to tell you, I'm just really beside myself. As a friend of mine would say, I'm just tickled pink. Well, how can you be tickled pink? What do you? Anyways, I'm excited. Blue Ram Media, a multimedia platform coming to fruition. And right after the first of the year, we're going to be releasing some further information about our programming, our digital TV and docuseries, some additional radio programming, and an opportunity for you to be involved. In fact, right now, we have several positions open that you can apply for. Right now, Blue Ram Media is looking for a photog, a photographer, videographer in the Southeast region on call for assignments. If you'd like to apply for this, all that you have to do is send in your resume, an email of inquiry or little information about yourself and some clippings, some video clips or photos of your work. helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. You will have a cool time. You'll be out there in the field with our team as we work on some of these brand new TV shows and video projects that we're doing. Now, to give you an idea of some of the shows and the availability of different types of content on the website, we have a brand new show that we're going to premiere early next year called Breaking Bread. No, it's not a cooking show. Although I love to cook. I'll have to get together with my creative director and see. Maybe we can slide a couple of cooking shows in there. But it does involve food. We will be interviewing various folks in law enforcement and security and public safety. And it's going to begin every segment eating. We're going to be around the table like we do at the firehouse. And we're going to eat and break bread together and learn about that agency, the people who work there and what they do and why they do it. Now, I'm going to give you a sneak peek into a couple of the shows that will be coming up first. We're interviewing, and I'm really excited about this. In a couple of days, this week, a U.S. Marshal on the Fugitive Task Force, the Gulf Coast Fugitive Task Force. And this federal agent, U.S. Marshal, Deputy Marshal, was involved in the shooting while conducting a warrant service last year, and he was injured. We're going to talk to him over dinner and along with several other agents and officers involved in the task force. We're going to talk to him about not only what happened in that situation, but about what he does and how he got involved and why he got involved in it. We're also going to be talking to a U.S. Border Patrol agent coming up. We'll be interviewing him in January next month. And again, we'll be breaking bread around the table as we talk about his long career with the Border Patrol. Another one of my interviews And you're not going to want to miss this, because this is really, really very unique. I mean, the Marshal Service is unique. The Border Patrol, oh my goodness, that's unique. But we're going to be talking about somebody who spent their life, their whole career in emergency management planning and emergency management operations as the director of a Florida region where they were hit numerous times by hurricanes, and how their team prepared for the hurricanes and how they responded, and what really EMA is all about these days. I know in my younger days, I was part of a different organization called Civil Defense, but now Civil Defense is really emergency management. And we'll be talking to him because he's got quite a career. We're also talking to a county sheriff in Alabama. And this man, he's got some stories to tell. We'll be breaking bread with him as well. We'll be talking about his interstate drug interdiction unit along the interstate between Georgia and Alabama, which is a prime thoroughfare of drug runners. And we'll be talking about what it takes, really, to stop drugs and how to run a jail and how to serve warrants and civil process and police their county all at the same time. And we'll also be talking with him about the recruitment issue. He's agreed to be open and allow me to ask whatever questions I have on my mind. So has the U.S. Marshal, by the way. He said, yep, ask me anything. I'm good to go. I mean, whatever you want to ask, I'm willing to answer you. So he's got some insight as well. I'm really excited about these programs. Several other programs in the production line right now is Frontline Protectors, where we'll be working hand in hand and arm in arm and shoulder to shoulder with fire, EMS, and law enforcement on the front line. We're really excited about doing that across the country. And private security companies, if you have a patrol service, if you have a specialty unit, we'd love to come and interview you. This is a great opportunity for you to tell your story, highlight your company, your services, and how you make a difference in your community. And Missing in Uniform, you're not going to want to miss this program either. We have been working on this production for about 3 months. Every year, more than 600,000 people go missing. Yes, it's really true. 600,000 go to the FBI's page, the Department of Justice. I can show you their stats. Now, luckily and thankfully, many do get recovered. Many do come home. But there are hundreds and thousands who are never seen, never heard of again. And some of those are private security and law enforcement officers. You're not going to want to miss this program either. I can tell you it's going to really reveal and maybe open some eyes about what security, working alone, and law enforcement as well, what really is happening. Blue Ram Media, our website, our pages will be live coming up in a couple of weeks. There are many ways for you to get involved. You can become a photographer in your area. You can be interviewed with your company. You can advertise on our website on the platforms of all of these products. You can advertise on our radio show like some of our sponsors already do. And you can also be an employee. Hey, contact us, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. helpdesk@privateofficer.com. I'm telling you, this is pretty doggone exciting stuff. A multimedia corporation. Yes, this is all about public safety, including private security. We'll be right back.
The Federal Aviation Administration wants you to fly your drone responsibly. Avoid flying your drone near other aircraft, especially near airports. Fly your drone below 400 feet. Always keep your drone in sight. If you see a safety issue involving drones, contact local law enforcement immediately. Fly smart. Fly safe. Have fun.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the voice of the Frontline Protector right here on the Private Officer Radio Network. Now don't go away, because we are coming right back when we've got a whole lot more right here on the Private Officer Beat Radio.
Life is precious. Ask any of these people. They've been given a second chance at life through organ and tissue donation. But there are more than 84,000 Americans waiting for life-saving transplants. 17 people die every day waiting. I didn't know this until I lost my best friend, Lyric. She gave the gift of life to 5 people. That's why I've become an organ donor, too. One decision saves so many lives. Donate life.
If you're not already receiving breaking news and our bi-weekly newsletter, Officer Don reports, and discount training news in your personal or business email, then go to our website right now at privateofficer.org, privateofficer.org. A Dropbox will come down. Just fill out your info, and you'll be the first, one of the first, for sure, to know about what's happening in the security industry. You'll know when a security officer is killed. You'll also get these great discounts on training and equipment and so much more. PrivateOfficer.org.
Outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. And the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow. And
can you tell that I'm excited about Blue Ram Media and our brand new platform? Our products that we're producing, the TV shows, the brand new radio shows, the opportunities that it's going to present for companies like yours to be featured. We really hope to get into places like Mall of America and feature their security team. Some of the universities and private agencies out there, private police agencies in places like D.C. and Virginia and even San Francisco. We hope to be out there in a few months and interview a private law enforcement agency out there and really highlight all different components of safety, all the things that people do, all the different agencies who are involved, keeping everybody safe, our community, our cities, our states, our countries. And you can be involved. Like I said, just contact helpdesk@privateofficer.com. And then when our new Blue Ram Media websites go public, which will be, like I said, in a few weeks, we'll give you those emails and locations as well. If you'd like to assist us with our brand new other project, the virtual museum, yep, we're still working on that. We need people to go through and curate pictures and videos of security from years ago and those of today. It doesn't take but a few hours a month. Please contact helpdesk@privateofficer.com. helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Don't forget to go to our website there at privateofficer.org. Right now, sign up for those three courses for just $199. Tell me where you're going to get a better deal. What? What's that? Oh, you're not. Well, yeah, that's exactly right. You're not. Coming up in 2022, we have a lot of exciting things. You can be part of it. Make sure that you are following us at facebook.com/Private Officer International, twitter.com/Private Officer, breaking news, Private Officer breaking news .blogspot.com, and of course go to our website at privateofficer.org. Be sure to listen to the LP Zone from yesterday. I think you're going to really enjoy that episode. But for today and for this week, we still got things that we need to talk about. I want to invite you to invest yourself and your time in your industry to become partners with Private Officer International and Armor College and now Blue Ram Media. Get involved with all of the different aspects that are being made available to you forever and ever and ever. Private security has said that they don't have a voice, and that's true, but we're trying to bring those platforms out there, making them available so that you do have a voice, but you have to get involved. And so many times people just don't get involved. They say they want to be involved. They say they want to make a difference. They say they want change. But when it comes to putting action with words, it doesn't happen. And we're asking you to make it happen in 2022. We're not going to beg you, but we're going to give you the opportunities to participate. I want to remind you as well about the session to Private Citizen Police Academy being made available by Armor College. All that you have to do is go to armorcollege.org, sign up today. There's no cost. It begins January the 4th, 2022. This is a 15-week free course. As I've said before, if you know, the course would probably be valued at around $300 because so much material is involved. And we're giving it away. 60 people so far. That's a lot of money. 18,000. We'll probably give away another 40 to 60 courses this time. We're talking about, you know, well around $25,000 to $30,000 of free training that we're making available. Where can you get that? What other school, college, university is giving away these type of free courses, providing this type of opportunity? Nobody. Seriously, nobody. If you're not already a member of Private Officer International, please go to our website, privateofficer.org. and sign up today. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Private Officer Beat Radio.
Some children, America isn't the land of promise. It's a place where every day is a struggle. Because today in America, One in six children lives below the poverty line. For these children, living in poverty means going without medicine, going without food, going without a warm home, or even a roof over your head. And that's life for nearly 13 million children of all races, all across America. Where will you draw the line and get involved? You can help these children and their families find a way out of poverty for good. And you can make a difference in more ways than you think. Will you help? Go to PovertyUSA.org today. Because one in six children in poverty is one too many. A message from the Catholic...
I don't want to go blind from diabetes.
I don't want to lose a foot or a leg.
I don't want to have kidney failure. So I'm taking control.
I'm controlling my diabetes.
It's making a huge difference.
I'm eating healthy and staying physically active.
I'm taking my medicine.
If I can do it, anyone can.
Control your diabetes for life. Call 1-800-438-5383.
Can you tell that I'm excited about Blue Ram Media and our brand new platform, our products that we're producing, the TV shows, the brand new radio shows, the opportunities that it's going to present for companies like yours to be featured? We really hope to get into places like Mall of America and feature their security team, some of the universities. Welcome back to this edition of the Private Ostra Beat Radio. I want to say Merry Christmas to everyone who listens, to all of our sponsors, our supporters. We really do appreciate each and every one of you, our students across the board, online, and in our schools across the country. It's been a rough couple of years, but thanks to people like you who have supported us, we've been able to come through it, and we'll be better next year. I'm 100% sure, and I really want you to be involved in everything that's happening here. Now, we want to give you a couple of Christmas presents before we leave you today. We're going to give anyone and everyone a free online course called Stop the Bleed. You just heard the promo for it. If you register just simply by sending an email to helpdesk@privateofficer.com, you will receive in January a free online Stop the Bleed course. If you are a member of Private Officer International, we're going to give you even a bigger present. We're going to give all of our members a free safety course online, personal and family safety, how to protect yourselves in these challenging times, and to protect your family and your property. It will also be online. We're going to give it to you absolutely free. We normally charge our customers, our students, around $495 for this. We're going to give it to you absolutely free. And next year, in 2022, we have a lot of big things happening. We're going to be holding some area mini, and maybe it won't really be that mini, really, but we're going to have some conventions, some training opportunities, regional events. We've already got one lined up on the Gulf Coast. We're looking at another one in the Ohio area, Ohio, Michigan area. These are going to be two-day events, and guess what? We're going to give them to you almost free. We'll be telling you more about that in the new year. A lot of big things. Stay tuned. Be sure that you listen to the radio program, get our newsletters, stay on top of what's happening, and pass this information on to your coworkers. Until the next time. Oh, yeah, we're going to have another show before the end of the year. No, we're not on holiday. We're not on break. I mean, some of my employees will be taking some time off for the holidays, but we'll still have a skeleton crew around the clock doing what we do, gathering the news, publishing the news, taking care of the injured, getting out the assistance to those who need our assistance, and we need people like you to be partners with people like us. Be sure to send an email to helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Until the next time, be blessed, be safe. Merry Christmas, everyone, and we'll see you back here on the next episode.
Did you know that traumatic injuries are the leading cause of death for people under age 40? And that some of these deaths are preventable? Blood loss is responsible for 35% of pre-hospital deaths. And during mass casualty events, such as shootings, 80% of victims are delivered to hospitals by someone other than a trained ambulance crew. Severe bleeding can lead to death in 5 minutes or less. Many people perish before an ambulance can arrive. But it doesn't have to be this way. It's time to stop the bleed. And you can be part of it. Stop the Bleed is a White House initiative that provides people like you with tools they need to take action against life-threatening wounds.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes that glow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store, but the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that'll talk and will go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, there's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well. It's the sturdy kind.